Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Yeah, welcome back, Wisconsin. It is a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show, and Leroy Butler has leaped into the studio. There's Gary Ellerson, Tim Allen in for Sparky today. Had a bunch of sports going on. The sports equinox last night had NBA, NFL, MLB, and NHL all in play last night. It was kind of a fun night of sports. However, the results were not good. Milwaukee Bucks, they fall in a game against the Heat last night. They get blown out 137-95. But don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, and there's going to be a lot of them, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase is necessary. Offer only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Leroy Butler, thanks for leaping into the studio. There's Gary. My name is Tim. How are you, Leroy?
I like that I joined the Jared Tall Show with you two senior citizens. So being a young guy, normally Steve is the young guy on the show. So me being the millennial thinking, I try to carry you and Gary through this show.
Make coming sure it's out swinging. Oh, well, there you go. Like, you know. There you go. Just, hey, just Tim, like Olin Krutz wants to against Aaron Rodgers.
I want
to
get into that too. But Tim, did I tell you the third time I cried in my life as a teenager? I think I did. When Jackie Smith dropped the ball in the Super Bowl against the Steelers, because I was a Cowboy fan growing up, full disclosure. I went in the room and told my mom, Gary knows this story. I went and told my mom, and I was all in, I want to play in the NFL. I said, I'm done. I'm not going to school. I'm getting under my bed. She said, why are you getting under your bed? Because that's where I go when I'm scared of thunder. I said, because they're cheating. They're just... She said, what do you mean? She's talking to me while I'm under the bed, like I'm like a dog or something. Like, come out, let's talk about it. And she explained to me, some teams win, you're human, things gonna happen. But I didn't want to hear that, Tim. I didn't want to go to school. Because you know what was waiting for me. You know what was waiting for me when I got on the bus.
Oh, for sure.
Y'all Cowboys got did it to y'all. Oh, I was so hurt.
Yeah, it sounds just like my son when Tony Romo botched a winning field goal attempt in Seattle
in a
playoff game. It was the same thing.
I remember that.
Crying his eyes out. He's probably 8 years old or something.
Yeah.
Just bawling
away.
It's
sports. Yeah.
Well, it's emotional. And speaking of which, we'll talk. I know a lot of people have been wanting to hear my I guess, frustration or at least feedback shown on the air about the Milwaukee Brewers' season-ending series loss. We'll get to that, and Gary has some maybe some advice and some therapy for me. How about that, Gary?
I think I get down with that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Okay. This
That's
weekend.
Gonna be platinum.
Yes, this weekend, big day in the NFL. They're all big weekends in the NFL. I mean, let's face it. You only get 17 of these now per year, and every game is big. But it all goes according to the schedule. And, guys, you've got a short rest here. And I don't know what you think about Thursday games. I know the players don't like it. But it does tend to, as Aaron Rodgers said, you know, you look at the schedule and you see that it's a short week. Now, that doesn't mean he's looking past Washington, but nonetheless, is this a potential trap game, Leroy, for the Green Bay Packers?
I think for the most part, if you look at a few teams, the Rams and Arizona, when you're playing these teams won one game, two games, or no games, I think, and you get the schedule. And I just remember that you, in the real world, there was no social media for people to tweet at you and all that kind of stuff. But you get your leadership from the head coach. And you could tell from his body language if this every week is the same. And Holmgren tried the four-quarter thing, every four games, reassess. 3-1, 3-1, 3-1, however, win all your home games, split on the road, whatever, that kind of stuff. And he will put it up on the board. Then he saw maybe some guys drifting to these answers that the media will ask, okay, I know you got Detroit, but you got Dallas next. I know you got Detroit, but you got San Fran next. And they wouldn't even talk about Detroit. They would talk about San Fran. The following year, the Super Bowl year, by the way, when he went back in that board, it was just one team every week. You know who you're playing on the schedule, and you know who's good and who's rebuilding. You know that, but it was one team. And that's when you swipe that key card, that's all we talk about. Now, human, you know, your family members, media. See, I had my own radio show. Matter of fact, me and Brett had our own TV show in Milwaukee. So we would play these teams, Tim, and fans wouldn't even ask questions about upcoming Detroit. They won't talk about Dallas. Mm-hmm. So you got to put your blinders on and say, that's how you get beat. The next thing you know, you're sitting there like, what just happened?
Wasn't there a game down in Indianapolis?
Yes.
That was a 10-0 situation for one of the two teams?
They were 0-10.
That was it, yes.
Yes. And Paul Justin was the quarterback. Okay? Marvin Harrison, we couldn't cover the guy. Still can't cover him. He was just that good. But still, this is not Peyton Manning. I mean, can Heineke put up 28 points if for some reason the Packers fumble here, you know, Aaron throw a pick six? All that can happen if you're thinking about Arizona. But if you concentrate on the football team, because they got enough stuff going on up there, Tim. Trust me when I tell you that, okay? They got Congress looking at their business. Congress need to find out their own business. Leave this stuff alone. We can handle the football. Y'all figure this other stuff out. Y'all got enough foolishness going on. So, Holmgren was, I'm telling you, he was set on everybody focusing on that one team. And I think that was the reason why we rebounded from that particular game from the Colts and went on to do some good things.
Gary, there's a 7.5-point spread in this game. That's always an indicator, at least. It's not locked and etched in stone, granted, because anybody can beat anybody any given day. We all understand that. But when you go with, you know, those sorts of things and the talent level, the Packers should not lose this football game. But as Leroy said, you know, if you get one drop ball, you know, one muff punt, one blocked field goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these things come into play. It doesn't take much in the NFL. I'm just a tick concerned, and it's based on this. I believe Washington is a better football team than their record indicates. I do, and it's based on the defense. Now, we're six games in here. Their defense, we're starting to get a little more clarification. But those two guys, as you mentioned in the last hour, Gary, those two guys, they get on a little bit of a roll here. They can disrupt things and affect the game.
Well, I think what the Packers have to do, Timmy, to whether it's a letdown or a trap game. And for some strange reason, I don't feel that it is. Because they've already got one loss, and they know what they need to do to try to keep up with everybody else. I mean, if you look at their standings right now, I mean, you don't really look down the road. You know the Cardinals are undefeated. You know that. I think the trap game may be more so on the Cardinals than it is the Packers.
And they face Houston?
Correct. I mean, it's a team that both of these – I mean, it's a game that both of these teams should win. The Packers, to me, just got to come out. They got to run the football. They got to figure out how to establish the run, run the football against this Washington football team, and I think they'll be fine. If they get in second and long and third and long, I think that's what makes this deep – because the defense is the best part of this team, right? I think we all agree with that. But if they get into obvious passing situations, I think that hurts the Packers. So they've got to run the football and stay on the positive side. If you want to be like second and four or something like that. I mean, so if they can run the football, play action pass, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, do you guys fear the trap game coming up on Sunday, Washington into Lambeau Field? Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. It's a legit, or is this just made up? Is this a whole trap thing? Is this made up to create more theater in the NFL, where, you know, as I said, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. But
well, who's the theater, Tim? Who makes the theater?
I
don't know if I've ever heard a player say it's a trap game.
So you know,
true.
I think that was created by the media, and that's your
theater.
And also the bettors. People to bet. They want you to buy into that. They want you to, you know, say, hey, listen, oh, my team got a chance. No, your team don't. No, they don't.
Out of ten, yes, in a 7.5 point spread, they may make it close, and they may get a touchdown to cover the spread at the end of the game to, you know, maybe Green Bay wins by 6 or 7. But as you said, Leroy, 9 times out of 10, it's just they should win this game, but something here. Call it a gut feeling, call it anything. And normally I'm just saying Packers are going to just blow them out. Ask me prior to week 1 what I was talking about. The score should have been reversed in that week 1 against the Saints. So normally I'm all over Green Bay in a route, 38-10, 38-13. This game – there's something to it here, and I think it's because of the short week and facing Arizona. It's almost as if, you know, if the Packers are going to be legit top dogs in the NFC and play, you know, rub elbows with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, then they have to win this game and the next game. And I don't know if – just there's something that tells me it won't play out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll I don't see. Know if it's the Arizona game or this game on Sunday.
I'd like to get past this one to feeling pretty good. The coverage unit, special team, don't fumble some
right,
of them.
Right.
But, hey, listen, we'll talk more about it. They got a formidable defense. Kid Sweat and Chase Young, they grown men.
They'll affect the game, Leroy. They will, they could. They could make one
they
big play.
They played Kansas City hard.
Yep, to turn the game. 855-830-8648. Do you fear that this is the trap situation for the Green Bay Packers, or is it just all systems go, you're fine, nothing to see here, it's another win. Gary and Plucker on Sunday night are going to be talking about, you know, a Packers blowout victory. Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Tim, and for Sparky, it's a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. A Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. There's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson. Mm-hmm. My name is Tim. And for Sparky today, as he's going to be back on Monday, I'm assuming, I think.
Yep. Well, yep.
Okay, he is. All right. Leroy Butler leaps into the studio with a message from New Mail.
New Mail Medical Center, guys, we talk about men's health. And they want me to tell you, it's not about an age limit. It's about a person. Each person is different. So it's not about the age anymore. If you're a young man, you think you need some help, they'll be glad to see you. They don't judge. Everything is just catered for you. If you're suffering from low T, let's find out. If you want to lose a few pounds, we can do that for you. And again, 98% success rate in the bedroom. If you want to get back and be Superman, they can help you do that. And it's no judgment. I mean, it's just like sitting around talking to some of your best friends and getting men's health out front. But you got to call this number, like them on Facebook, 414-441-1771. 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
All right, we're going to be talking wagering coming up in just a couple of minutes. But if you were to wager here on this Green Bay-Washington matchup on Sunday, I know you would lay the points, 7, 7.5. Not going to be a trap game, nothing to see here, no worries. Well, isn't that what we thought on opening day as well against the New Orleans Saints, where you could just kind of roll the footballs out there and everything's going to be fine and it's no Drew Brees and they're in a somewhat of a rebuild. There's some injuries to the New Orleans Saints and, okay, well, that didn't work out very well. That's my fear, is that it's just such a slam dunk, guys, that that just something that flares me on a guarantee. When people say, well, this is a win, they're clearly a better team, they should win the game, and then all of a sudden they don't. I'm in fear of that, and it comes down to the trap.
Yeah, I'm not, and I don't know why. In this one, it feels different, and hopefully does backfire beyond Sunday at noon. But it feels different. I just think the Packers would have to play really bad in order for them to lose. I just don't think, is it, what's the quarterback name again?
Heineke.
Yeah. Altizer. I just don't think Heineke can play well enough to beat the Packers. Now, they would have to run the football, obviously, and control it, and the Packers would just have to give it away in order for it to happen, Timmy.
But that can happen, though. I mean, it can. Now, the odds of that happening are pretty slim, but they're there. There's been worse upsets than this, Washington heading into Green Bay. So it can happen. Will it happen? Do you fear that trap situation? Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Be a huge upset.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Huge.
Well, and I think coming off, they had Kansas City, I think they led it to half and into the fourth quarter. Some janky stuff happened, though. I mean, because Patrick Mahomes did not play like.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he was, I mean, all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it just couldn't. And not only that, Kansas City defense is awful. And it just couldn't get anything going. They got a lot of injuries to it. Because if Antonio Gibson, if he was like 100%, if McLaurin was 100%, it may be different, because I really thought they were their quarterback away from doing something. Last year, they played hard to get into the playoff to win that division. I mean, if you think about it, you know, all the stuff they got going on, I know we talk about what the Raiders went on with Gruden, but these guys on the team dealing with a lot, okay? They're dealing with a lot, so it's hard to put that aside, but sometimes going on the road gives you kind of a new meaning of circling the wagons and let's just try to get this thing done. But we could shock a lot of people. So you would think, okay, listen, they're not going to have Bakhtiari. They're not going to have Za'Darius Smith, Jair Alexander, all these injuries. We got some guys up there we can beat. They're down on our level. But they still got 12. They still got 17. They got 28. They got 33. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. But strange things happen. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. If you're watching that Bears game openly and honestly. That first quarter, Tim, I know people in Kenosha Bears fans thinking, hey, we got a shot.
They did.
You know, this look all right. They sacked Rodgers. I mean, you know, they went right down and scored. You think, okay, and then sooner or later, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. You just try to just brace yourself for the team's best shot. After that, it's a wrap. And that's what you're hoping happens.
And when you do look at the defensive injuries on Green Bay side, Leroy, you mentioned it. The weaponry, I think, is underrated for Washington. And, you know, Gibson, McLaurin, and Logan Thomas. Now, I know there's injuries on that side of the football.
And Ricky Seal Jones, I think he's banged up.
There's a pretty decent big three. That's a decent big three if they're healthy. And I don't think they're all 100% healthy. So that's certainly going to help out the Packers' defense to step up a little bit. But, man, if they're laying in the weeds and their health is there, Gibson can break a touchdown, guys, at any moment in that game. At any time, a 70-yard touchdown could be coming. McLaurin could end up with 8 catches and with the corner situation in Green Bay. I'm just saying, be careful on this one. Just be a little careful. Now, again, they're 2-4. They win. They're 2 wins over Atlanta and the Giants. So that's something funky has to happen for Washington to win the game, but it's possible.
Timmy, let's get out to Ty in Philly. Ty, you up next on Winnie's Big Show Network. Ty, what you got, buddy?
Hey, man, what's going on, guys?
Ty, what y'all going to do with Ben Simmons, man?
Oh, man, I'm sick of him, man. I'm sick of Ben, man.
Come on, man.
It's over, man. He got to go. He got to go. I was looking forward to him playing tonight against Brooklyn, man.
Right.
He got to go, man.
Swap him and Kyrie Irving. Him and Kyrie Irving, just swap and just keep it moving.
Yeah.
What you got, my brother?
Listen, I don't fear this game against Washington, you know, at all. I know my OGs, Gary and 36, going to kill me for saying this.
Uh-oh.
But the players that they got to get ready for Thursday night, man, let them sit down, man.
What? Come on, Ty.
Can't
sit nobody down. Ty, half the team already sitting down. Ty, they hurt.
Listen. As long as you, like Gary just said, you got 28, 17, 12, and 33 out there. That should be a win, man. I like the Packers. I feel like the offense haven't been really clicking as they could, and they probably
That's
won't
true. That's true.
This
That's
week, true. Especially yeah. going against that front. But I like them 38-17, man.
Ooh.
I don't think McLaurin. I don't think he can have a great game against 21, man. I know he's a rookie, and he haven't really been exposed to, like, an all-pro receiver yet. But I think his speed and his talent, man, could limit somebody like a McClure. So I don't really think Washington have a chance. I like him 38-17.
Okay, all right, my thanks, brother. We put you down.
We got Toby Altizer in here.
What's Toby doing over there?
Toby
he's
dressed
fell
up
out of his chair.
Yeah, he's got all his stuff on. Toby, what jerseys you got on in there, buddy?
Terry McLaurin.
So what's wrong with what Ty said?
No, I think Stokes is a good cornerback, but Terry McLaurin's a good receiver, and he's done it against good corners in this league before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, don't be falling off your chair defending. And making them faces over there like
Hey,
like,
listen,
like
I know
Jerry Rice or something.
Green Bay's going to win this game, but Terry McLaurin, I think, is going to do okay.
Turn his mic off.
with regards to resting,
you can go
players,
home the rest of the day, man.
Yeah.
Go get ready for the game.
You start resting
He's got
players.
2 days to do that.
You saw how that worked out for Craig Council.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Great players, point, Tim.
Players need to
Great
play.
Point.
They do.
They need to
Great
play
point.
Their respective sports. And yeah, you can't look ahead. You just go, all systems are go, and you go from there. Guys, I'm going to talk a little wagering with Ken Barkley from You Better You Bet up next. And I just want to see where he's at, how tight this game could be between Washington and Green Bay. It looks on paper, like Ty said, listening on the Odyssey app there, it looks like it'll be a 38-17 type game. But let's find out one of the guys that's going to lay some money on it, or at least give you advice to do so.
Yeah.
As we'll roll on here, Ken Barclay, Better You Bet, he'll join us next here. There's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Tim in for Sparky. It's a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, welcome back, guys. It is a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show, live in the Lakeland University studios with online learning and seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Tim Allen in for Sparky, and we'll hit the Schneider Orange Hotline and welcome in from You Better You Bet, Ken Barclay, along with Nick Costos, You Better You Bet. You can find that on the Odyssey app. Ken, hey, thanks for the time. We got a big week, although six teams on bye, but a big week of wagering.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's, I know this isn't the sort of sexiest card from an NFL standpoint, but one of the things about sports betting is you start to pay less and less attention to like how great the matchups are and more just like how many games there are to bet on and what bets are attractive out there. So really like every NFL week presents like a ton of opportunities, even if there aren't, you know, seven or eight marquee matchups on the board like we've had already this season.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a funky schedule, and in that you're right, there aren't these marquee games, but in these parts, we're looking at a 7.5 point difference. Green Bay hosting the Washington football team, and I'm a little nervous about the trap situation. Should I be? And those in the state of Wisconsin that are like, well, don't look ahead to Arizona. This could be the trap. Is that viable if you're going to lay some money on this?
Well, I can tell you that I have a bet on Washington in the game, but at a number a lot better than what's available right now. So the early market movement on this game was really interesting. Green Bay opened about a 10.5 point favorite. And, you know, people like me that bet very early in the week for lower limits, we were all kind of looking at that being like, all right, well, wait a minute. I mean, Washington's played two really elite teams so far this year. Obviously, they played Kansas City last week, and they played Buffalo. And I think we can all agree that, like, those are probably two of the best teams in the league. And despite that, in those two games, Washington only closed a 7-point underdog in both of those games. So the market kind of viewed the difference between Washington and like the best teams in the league as about a touchdown. So all that happened early in the week was this open 10. And I think a lot of people like me were just like, that's just too many points. Like Green Bay, you know, a hurt version of Green Bay, especially probably not, should not be rated better than Kansas City and Washington or Kansas City and Buffalo, excuse me. So it was more just like a numbers grab. Now that we're in this area, I think the number is pretty good. I think another interesting way to play this game would be to play the total over. You know, obviously we can wait as long as possible for weather in Green Bay, but I think the idea of Washington's defense is just, you know, we have enough data now. It's one of the worst in the NFL. It's probably not getting a lot better. And, you know, teams like Kansas City and Buffalo, those elite spots, had a lot of success scoring the ball. I think Washington could have a little more success scoring on Green Bay than maybe like Buffalo, for example. And the total is only 48.5. It's about a league average total. So right now with the current market, I would probably say bet the over. if the number were to go back up, say we hit like 9.5 or 10 again, then I would probably say Washington.
Yeah, typically I would go with the over in a Green Bay game. But again, their offense has been, compared to the last several years, a little bit more of the running and ball control variety. Now, they can with Aaron Rodgers, as you know, that can just change at any moment. But I think the one thing that might fear me on the over, Ken, is that Washington defense. What happened to them? I thought they, you know, with Sweat and you know, the other stud in that lineup there, where did they go from last year?
Sure. I mean, you think about on paper coming into the year, the talk about Washington was 4 first-round picks on the offensive line. So Sweat, who you mentioned, Jonathan Allen, Chase Young, you know, all these guys, it was supposed to be like a wrecking ball. Basically, it was supposed to be like, well, you're never going to be able to pass protect against this group. So like, I am not the X's and O's expert. I'm more like a numbers kind of market guy, but we have, you know, a lot of people on our show, the Odyssey NFL crew, et cetera, who basically the consensus opinion is like, their scheme is very vanilla and it relies on those 4 first round picks to like do a lot of the work. Basically, like they have to get home, they have to get to the quarterback, and it just hasn't happened so far this year. Like it's just been very underwhelming in terms of a performance from them. And on the back end, because those 4 maybe aren't getting pressure, or because the scheme is pretty easy to dissect. And again, these aren't my words. This is just what I'm hearing from all the people that are watching the film on Washington. They've been able to just getting killed on explosive plays down the field. So, and it's interesting you bring up, you know, like the Washington defense, what happened? Maybe you don't want to bet the over. Kansas City scored 31 last week, basically had every possession end in Washington territory, probably should have scored at least 50 in the game. I mean, just stubbing their toe, we're turning it over, like penalties, all these kinds of things. I mean, the problem was not moving the ball. The problem was not creating scoring opportunities. It was just finishing drives. Buffalo scored 43 on them, could have been a lot more. I even if you're a little more down on the Packers offense and a little kind of nervous about the trap game idea of the game, just that Washington has provided no resistance to any of the elite opposition that they've faced. I think the question is, I think my biggest question is, can Washington score in the game? That's actually kind of, I think, where the pivot point lies with me. I think Green Bay will have no trouble scoring.
Yeah, Washington also gave up, 29 points to the New York Giants?
Sure did, and won.
So, yeah, and won that game. A little bit bigger picture question here for you, Ken, and then we'll dig into some of your favorites here in the Week 7 NFL slate. But have you noticed these night – I'm sure you have – but these night games, how close – the NFL's – first of all, they have to be loving, you know, these last-second drives and last-second field goals and last-second touchdowns. They've got to be loving these decisions on the night games, but I don't. How does it get to that? I mean, I think every night game, but what, 2, maybe 3 through 6 weeks of play here, have come down to the final drive here. That is a wagering. Well, rejoice, or it can be a nightmare at times. Also, have you noticed that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, like the people who follow our show and like fans of our show and everything will comment all the time, because we'll frequently give out bets on these games. And, you know, we've been, I think, more on the right side of the night games, especially, you know, we had like a really, really successful game last night. We had Tennessee on Monday night. But of course, we're noticing these things. I think the right way to think about it is, I'm sure there are people out there who are going, okay, now every night game going forward, I'm going to like bet it to be a close game, right? I'm going to bet it to be decided by 3 points, or I'm going to bet, you know, if there's a big underdog, I'm going to bet him to keep the game close. My philosophy on these things is always the same. I think it's the right way to approach this. It's just random. It's just, we spun a roulette wheel 10 times. It happened to come up red every single time, and it's been awesome. The viewing experience has been crazy. The games have been incredibly dramatic. Even games between teams that aren't particularly fun to watch, Seattle-Pittsburgh on Sunday night last week would be a good example. Those games have been really good, but it's just kind of the way the wheel has spun so far. The night games have been better than the 1 p.m. games, which have been a disaster so far and not very exciting. Honestly, just randomness, so would encourage people, like, don't think that's going to keep happening going forward. I hope it happens because it's fun and it's more fun as a viewing experience, but yeah, it's just kind of one of those random things that's happened this year, and I can't really remember another year that rivals this.
Ken Barkley joins us, You Better You Bet, along with Nick Costos on the Odyssey app. You need to download that and listen to these guys. Your head's going to spin for a while listening to Nick, I can tell you that. There's no question, whenever I listen to it, it's like, Nick, can you slow down just a tick here? Slow down. Let me digest all this. So we're into week 7 here. Broncos and Browns last night, Panthers at the Giants. Washington, obviously, at Green Bay. Chiefs at the Titans. Interesting here, 57.5. This is what flared me knowing I was going to have you on. Should we shy away from that's a pretty big number on the ONU?
I would just say the total being 57.5, I know that's eye-popping to a lot of people. I would rate this game really similarly to Kansas City and Buffalo in terms of how many points I would expect. That was a game that took place just a couple weeks ago. The total close to 57. Tennessee played Buffalo, if you want to use like the transitive property. They played each other, obviously, on Monday night last week. That total close to 53.5 and went over, obviously. Game landed 65. I actually think this is like the right number between these teams. I don't think there's going to be a lot of stops. I don't think we have a lot of evidence that there's going to be a lot of stops. The one wrinkle would obviously be health of Tennessee. Is Julio Jones definitely going to play in the game? If their offense obviously starts dropping skill position players, the dynamic of the game changes a little bit. But in terms of betting this game, I would look to the side, actually, more than anything. The number has started to come down to a point where I'm actually pretty interested in Kansas City. I would love to bet them -4. It's currently 4.5 in the market. My number is closer to 6. If we look at Buffalo-Tennessee Monday night, like, if Buffalo's 6 points better than Tennessee in that Monday night game, and that's what that spread closed as, Buffalo favored by 6, like, Kansas City needs to get that same amount of credit in this game. They're going to score with the same alacrity that Buffalo did. There's no question about that. And it, you know, figures to kind of be the same type of game. So I think a little bit of number value, honestly, in Kansas City, would love it to go down to 4 to bet up for a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by Tennessee. And you know, you look at the offense last year, did Janu Smith and Corey Davis have that big of an impact on that offense? Because that offense, if you're looking at trends, boy, they stepped up on the night game the other night, you're right. But if you look at this, they're underachieving outside of, you know, Derrick Henry putting some points on the board.
Yeah, I think the right way to think about Tennessee, and you're right to be confused by them because we have so many confusing games so far. I mean, it's really tough, I think, to make a rating on the team. I would think about it in terms of when everyone's healthy, I think they're about still the same. And we have to remember, obviously, their offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, went to go be the head coach of the Falcons, too. That probably didn't help a lot. Todd Downing, now the offensive coordinator, you know, you could argue there probably should be some drop-off there. LaFleur was the offensive coordinator before Arthur Smith was. So, like, they've had two awesome offensive minds, and now maybe they don't have quite as good of an offensive mind. That could be one reason. But I think that and health, just A.J. Brown's had this injury, like, kind of controversy almost about how hurt he is and whether he's going to sit out or not. Julio has been missing snaps. The offensive line's been beat up. So I think if you have full strength Tennessee, you see something like what you saw on Monday Night Football, but we haven't had that in a lot of games. And I'm not sure we're even going to have it on Sunday. So sometimes I think that can kind of guide you in terms of how to feel about them.
All right, final couple of games here, and then I'll cut you loose here, Ken. Cincinnati, I think this is by far their biggest game in the last couple of years. They face Baltimore, and Baltimore's rolling, and a lot of people starting to jump on that trend, that bandwagon, piling some units onto Baltimore. The other one would be Jared Goff against Matt Stafford, and does Detroit step up? I mean, they got to beat somebody sometime. This might be the step-up game, but those two games, what do you think? Cincinnati, Baltimore, Detroit, and the Rams.
We'll do Cincinnati-Baltimore first. So Baltimore favored by a little less than a touchdown, 6.5. And a total about 46.5. I think that number is really good. If I had to bet the game, I'd probably bet Baltimore just because each team in a very unique schedule spot coming into the game, something we may not see again the rest of the season. It doesn't happen very often. Baltimore's in the middle of probably the most advantageous part of a schedule that any team has in the NFL all year. They are in a stretch where they won't leave home for 6 weeks, basically. They're playing 3 consecutive home games. This is the third. Then they have a bye week, then another home game against Minnesota. There's no other team that has a stretch that even comes close to rivaling that. And generally, when a team has a stretch like that, you start to see them really start to kind of overachieve versus expectation. They start to pop. Dallas just had a stretch like that. They won 3 straight games, all of them at home, played really well against the Giants. In the third game, Cincinnati, meanwhile, playing 3 in a row on the road. And this 3 in a row thing is pretty new to this season. Didn't happen very often, but once we went to 17 games, they had to start kind of building these stretches in. We actually have 2 of them occurring in this game. Negative for Cincinnati, very positive for Baltimore. So my number's pretty close to this, under 7. If you had to bet the game, wanted some action, or just, you know, kind of a lean, I think I would go with Baltimore just because of that schedule setup.
All right, and then Goff, does he get revenge?
Oh, right. Yes, the Goff Stafford situation. Yes, of course. I bet Detroit on Monday, and I'm the idiot, I guess. So I picked them 15.5. It's 15.5, 16 right now. Wow. There's not a big difference between those two numbers in terms of how often they'll score lands. I'm not telling you Detroit's even going to be competitive in the game. I'm not saying the Rams aren't awesome. this number is just a little bit crazy. So we actually have a lot of data points on Detroit playing elite opposition this year. Even if you think Detroit's terrible, you're probably right. That still doesn't mean they haven't played San Francisco, Green Bay, Baltimore, Minnesota. Like, we have a lot of data points of them against playoff teams. Like, how do they fare in those games? How does the market view them in those games? Kind of the consensus point spread in those games has basically been between 7 and 10, or maybe a little bit over 10 in a couple situations, never even close to this number. So, like, you would have to believe the Rams are, like, far and away, honestly, the best team in the NFL for this number to make sense, and Detroit's injury report isn't that much worse than it was the last couple of weeks. So I think part of this is just an overreaction to how bad Detroit looked last week. The Rams' offense has been so exceptional. They blew out the Giants. Again, I'm not saying this is Detroit going to win the game outright, but this is probably a number that needs to be, like, 12 and a half, 13, and it's more than two touchdowns. So I do like the Lions a little bit in the game.
Yeah, that is a big number, and Dan Campbell calls out his quarterback, and you have some drama there going on, the revenge factor. That's crazy. And it all plays a part in You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, along with yourself, Ken Barkley. You can download the Odyssey app and just search You Better You Bet, and you'll be able to find that. It's a great listen, guys. I appreciate it, Ken. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the weekend. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he is, Ken Barkley, who joined me on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more information, call 1-800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or schneiderjobs.com. As a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. And when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's after every Bucks win. Now, they didn't last night, but they will have a lot of wins. Stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. Offer only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win. So act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Gary, Leroy, my name is Tim, and for Sparky, they join me back in the studio next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Yeah, welcome back. A Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. There's Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. My name is Tim, in for Sparky today. And coming up in the next couple of hours on the show, Ian Harditz, Pro Football Focus fantasy expert, he will join me, and we'll talk some fantasy football, as I know a lot of people getting a little frustrated with guys like Saquon Barkley, guys like Christian McCaffrey, but you can't predict the injuries, Leroy, in some of these things. So we'll chat with Ian Harditz coming up in just a bit. Also, my thoughts on the Brewers. Gary has a therapy session for me coming up. It should cool my jets a little bit.
I doubt it, but he's going to try.
Indeed. And also, does Aaron Rodgers finally have the weaponry?
Oh my God!
That he has requested for many, many years. Yeah. Also, just a reminder, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. That's free. No purchase necessary. Offer only good for 24 hours after a Bucks win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Alan Lazard, MVS, Josiah DeGuara, Robert Tonyan has come back down to earth. Oh, but they got Randall Cobb for him. We'll talk about the weaponry for Aaron Rodgers up next. Should be fun. It's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Tim Allen, the Wendy's Big Show.
To Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.